Every year, hundreds of families with children move into the Chapel Hill, North Carolina area, partly because of the excellent schools there. As a result, there's a housing boom, and once bucolic pastures are developing into suburbs almost overnight. Commissioners in Orange County, where Chapel Hill is located, say they can't build enough schools to keep up with both present and projected growth. Now they'd like to give school boards the power to limit residential development. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones has the story.
The area just north of Chapel Hill was once pristine farmland dotted with cows and tobacco fields. But today, it's teeming with subdivisions and hundreds of homes under construction, with even more in the works, says County Commissioner Steve Halkiotis.
Right now, this is the hot zone, and it's like this giant amoeba just stretching out towards the interstate.
Yet the prospect of development run amok isn't what Halkiotis is most concerned with. Instead, he's trying to prepare himself for what sprawl inevitably brings.
If you put a water and sewer line in, the next thing that flows is not only water, but children. The children are coming. That's just a given, and you have to accept it and move on.
About 600 children are expected to flood into the area every year for the next 20 years, according to projections. Planners say at that rate, the county will need to build one new school every year. But Halkiotis says there isn't and won't be enough money in the county budget to do that. So he and other commissioners are proposing an ordinance that would prevent developers from building when local schools are overcrowded.
We're really just trying to meet the wave that's coming. We can't stop a lot of this stuff. You can't stop it. But you need to plan for it and plan adequately for it. And that's what the towns are trying to do. That's what the county's trying to do.
According to school officials, it presently costs about $17 million to build an elementary school, and many of the ones that have been built are already overcrowded. Halkiotis fears that if action isn't taken soon, the middle and high schools will soon be overflowing too. Ordinances limiting residential development when schools are crowded have sprung up in a handful of communities in recent years, most notably in Maryland. But not everyone thinks such a measure would work in the Chapel Hill area. Dean Bruciani is an administrator at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Anything that the town would put in place that hinders the construction and development of affordable housing in the area has a measurable impact that needs to be considered.
As the largest employer in Chapel Hill, the university is opposed to the ordinance because it would limit the amount of land available for building. Bruciani says that could drive local housing prices higher than they already are, which would make it increasingly difficult for both students and staff living off campus.
It becomes immediately obvious to even the most pedestrian observer that it's becoming, for even middle-class income families, it's becoming difficult, if not impossible, to live in Chapel Hill.
The average rent in the town for a one-bedroom apartment is almost $700, and the average single-family home sells for more than $300,000. Even Bruciani, who commutes to work from a neighboring community, says he'd be financially pressed to afford living in Chapel Hill. Developers in the area are also wary about the proposed school ordinance. Developer David Morris is mowing the lawn at his small but upscale subdivision on the outskirts of town called North Hill. Morris regularly does the yard work in an effort to cut costs.
It's very expensive to develop. A lot of hoops to jump through and a lot of money to spend and a lot of interest to pay on the money. You know, the longer it takes, the more expensive it is.
In order to build under the proposed county ordinance, Morris would have to get a permit from the local school board testifying to space in nearby schools. But it would only be good for 2 years, which he says wouldn't give him enough time to get all the other permits he'd need to build immediately. And that, Morris says, would be bad for independent developers like himself and also consumers.
The more red tape and regulation, the tougher it is to put a lot on the ground that's affordable. It's just about impossible to do it in this area.
Morris thinks the proposed measure would unfairly penalize developers. He believes the community as a whole should pay for the new schools it needs through higher sales or property taxes.
I think it's everybody's responsibility to educate our young, and they should make a commitment.
But County Commissioner Steve Halkiotis says taxes would have to be raised astronomically to finance all the schools the area needs. He argues keeping residential growth in check is the only alternative the county has.
We do not want to see the day when we've got hundreds of mobile units on our school campuses and trying to meet the needs of housing for our children. That's totally wrong. That's not what we're about.
But for now, the proposed school ordinance is still under consideration. To become county law, the ordinance must be approved by both local school boards and the area's three towns. Open meetings are currently being held to see how local residents feel about the issue. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Chapel Hill.